Coach, great game for you guys. Came out and it really started on the defensive end tonight and really flustered them all night.
You know, we spent a lot of time on our press this week. And, you know, I told the girls, I said, I'll even settle for it just to be better. I wouldn't even know if I would care if it was even good. And, you know, I felt like I saw a lot of improvement. You know, we still have some more things to work on, but it's only game two. And, you know, I felt like we got a ton of turnovers out of it. And that's really what we want at this point.
They did force a lot of turnovers. Not only that, but you really got them flustered early on. Got them into foul trouble, and you could tell that they were used to a different brand of basketball in Colorado compared to Kansas, and that's just the way it is from state to state, but it really flustered them and got them into foul trouble, and you guys took advantage of that.
Yeah, I was proud of, you know, when we were, you know, shooting from the line, I felt like we did pretty well from the line, and, you know, that way we could really take the lead early.
Well, you knew coming in that Emily Weathers had really improved in the offseason. She showed it at times in the first game, didn't get the ball to her enough from what you liked in the first game. That definitely changed tonight. You gave her the ball, and she made Palmer Ridge pay tonight with 17 points and 7 of 10 foul shooting.
You know, I really want to compliment our guards, and we kind of talked about what defense they were probably going to see, and we knew the high post would be open if they're going to run that 1-3-1 quite a bit, and Emily was there, so was Emily Smith, and, you know, I felt like our guards did their job tonight. No, they were not big scorers, but they definitely got the ball where the openings were, and they did great. Our posts really contributed.
They did a lot of other different things, like you mentioned there. They didn't have to score. They had a struggle scoring at times, but, you know, that's going to happen from game to game. But, yeah, they did the other things that were necessary.
Right. You know, I mean, we're so lucky that just because one person might be off one night scoring, I still have four other people that can pick it up. And that's what a good team does. And I felt like, you know, we worked together as a team. And their coach even complimented us after the game about that.
Well, I thought that you guys also were very aggressive in drawing those fouls and taking to the rack and getting to the foul line. And, you know, that's going to set up for some success down the road there and know what to do.
Well, we've always got to be strong with the ball, and I felt like in the years past we've kind of shied away from contact at times, but, you know, it's the teams who are strong and can finish. Those are the ones that are going to win, and that's kind of what we've been striving to do.
Well, it's going to be a quick turnaround here tomorrow night. That'll be on your home floor here, but Wichita Collegiate, so it'll be the opponent. First time you've ever played Wichita Collegiate, or Scott City has, but you've had some history with them, and you know with Collegiate, you're going to be in with a big battle here all night.
Absolutely. I know that they want to run. They have a great tradition, and the one advantage we have here is that it's on our home court, and I know our crowd is super excited to see us play them.
And you know they're going to be pretty excited coming here as well here tomorrow night as well. Should be a fun one tomorrow night, but enjoy this win. I guess you have until midnight to enjoy the win, but first time Scott City's ever beaten Palmer Ridge in four tries, and you get the win here tonight, 44-28. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.